Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, January 25th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Following intense pressure by Poland and other NATO allies, reports emerged yesterday that Germany has agreed to send its Leopard battle tanks to Ukraine and allow Poland and other countries to do the same. The German government reportedly plans to provide at least one company, typically 14 Leopard 2 tanks, the Reuters news agency reported yesterday, citing Germany's Der Spiegel magazine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is due to announce the delivery of the Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine during his address to the German parliament today, according to reports in Politico. The move marks a significant U-turn and potentially a decisive moment in the war, writes Politico, with a broader coalition of countries likely to send battle tanks to help Ukraine fight off the Russian invasion. Today marks day 336 of Russia's war on Ukraine. The Polish government has announced plans to provide every 10-year-old in the country with a free laptop computer to help them with their education. Prime Minister Morawiecki made the announcement during a news conference on Tuesday, telling reporters some 370,000 fourth-grade students would receive free-of-charge laptops when the new school year starts next September. It's time to fully bring Poland's schools into the 21st century and to raise the system of educating our children to the highest possible level, he said at the news conference. Janusz Cieszyński, the government plenipotentiary for cybersecurity, provided additional details on the program, explaining that the computers will become the property of the family, the property of the student, similar to a previous program. Cieszyński announced that the government also plans to launch a tender for computer equipment for teachers this year, with a tender for equipment for the next year of students set to follow. The film Io by Jerzy Skolimowski has been nominated for an Oscar in the Best International Film category at the 95th Academy Awards. A modern adaptation of the 1960s cult classic Balthazar at Random by Robert Bresson, the film follows the life of a donkey as he changes owners, most of whom mistreat him. Io has already amassed an impressive number of awards, including the Jury Prize at the Cannes Film Festival, Best Original Score at the European Film Awards, and Best International Film from the New York Film Critics Circle. The film will compete against Argentina's Argentina 1985, Belgium's Close, Germany's All Quiet on the Western Front, and Ireland's The Quiet Girl in the Best International Film category at the Oscars. The 95th Annual Academy Awards ceremony is set to take place at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood on March 12th. And it's official. Portuguese manager Fernando Santos will be the new coach of Poland's national football team. The announcement came during an official news conference held on Tuesday at the National Stadium in Warsaw, following news reports on Monday that Santos had won the job. Santos told reporters it was an honor to continue his coaching career in Poland, calling Poland's national team one of the best in the world. He has reportedly set his sights on qualifying for the Euro 2024 championships in Germany, saying that this would be his first objective for the team. Magda Linette continues her surprising run at the Australian Open, defeating Karolina Pliskova of the Czech Republic in the quarterfinals this morning to reach her first Grand Slam semifinal. The victory marked a new career milestone for the 30-year-old Polish player, who will face Arina Sabalenka of Belarus at 10:45 a.m. on Thursday for a place in the finals.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cold, with a chance for some sunshine midday and a light breeze coming from the southwest. Temperatures will remain close to freezing, with highs of 1 degree centigrade or 33 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, dropping to a low of negative 2 degrees centigrade or 28 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for some snow starting in the late afternoon. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.